You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it.
What do I type? I told you.
Okay, so you did.
Yeah.
Coaching.
Correct.
Yeah, we'll
sorry.
All right. This is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, where we set up at networking events and we speak to entrepreneurs, small business owners. We learn about what they do and what motivates them and why they come to networking events. You can catch us on wherever you get your podcast, the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, and on YouTube, where you get to see my pretty face. You get to see my lovely guest. Miss Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Watts.
Correct.
What are you doing here?
I am here. First of all, the illustrious Andrea Irvé invited me. The panel was fantastic tonight. And I've noticed this group doing some, you know, kind of different things. So I wanted to show up tonight, A, in support of Andrea, and B, just to make some new connections. I'm newly returned to Charlotte. So just a couple months in and definitely looking to build the network, build the tribe, meet new people, try out new spots. Goldie seems great. So that's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So return to Charlotte. So how long were you here before and then where you come?
Yeah, I was here about a year and a half, 2 years before, and then spent 2025 in LA and just came back a couple months ago.
Why?
Yeah. Life. And I was there for a temporary season. I am a life coach. I also am a psych and addictions nurse. So I'm currently working in an NIH studying addictions in LA. So hence the back and forth.
So you're still working in LA?
Partially. I go like 1 week a month.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Life coaching.
Correct. What do you need?
I have. How long have you been doing it?
About 5 years now. I've been in the mental health field for about 25 years.
Okay.
So 2020, I burned life down necessarily and rebuilt and took that experience along with the coaching experience that I've had as a coachee. Got all the certifications and married that with my psych and addictions and took it a step further. I do a lot of somatic practices, breath work, inner child healing. Are you nervous yet?
Speaking in Spanish, you know what she's saying?
Here's what I do. Let me tell you what I do. I help women over 40 rebuild their lives after a major life transition. So whether that's divorce, career pivot, and becoming an empty nester, move across the country. I've done 3 of those in the past 5 years. So I help women reinvent.
How many of those do you have personal experience with?
Of the things that I just mentioned, all of the above.
Mm.
Yeah. All of the above. Okay. And I've helped dozens of women at this point. So it's really fun to watch, you know, a woman in a tough situation, a tough season of life, or just ready to step into something new, right? Have learned the confidence, the decision-making, the identity process, discover who they are, release what needs to be released, write new stories, and become all the things that they dream of.
Tell you what, you are made for camera. I can't wait to watch this because you have that.
Oh, okay.
You have that.
That's funny because Andrea was joking with me earlier. She's like, I don't know. She took off to Hollywood to be a movie star or something. I'm like, first of all, not Hollywood. No. But yeah.
I can see it. So tell me, you say you were in mental health for 20 years?
25 years, 25. Yeah.
So you're a life coach. Now,
I mean, I'm 27, so I started early. It's fine.
You are qualified to do this. Mm-hmm. Based on what you're telling me, you have the lived experience, you have the background in it for years. It's got to be frustrating to see these people online saying that they're coaches.
Right. That's such a great point. So as of right now, coaching is not a regulated industry, right? I hold a nursing license. I've also was a foster parent and did lots of work in the child welfare system back in Illinois, so held a license there. I take licensure and certification and experience and expert knowledge and learning and practicum very seriously. So I bring all of that in. And really, a lot of what I do, too, is, you know, I have someone who's worked with a business coach. They've worked with a life coach. They have a therapist. They have the financial advisor. They have the divorce attorney. But they need someone to help them bring it all together with who they are and be able to move forward in life. So that's what I do. But to your point, yes, it is frustrating. You can do a lot of harm. You know, so I take it very seriously. I'm always learning. I'm actually sitting for 3 national board certifications in the next 30 days. So I take it seriously. My purpose is to create an impact in a safe way and leave people better. Right.
Good. So how are people finding you?
Well, I came to this networking event, mm-hmm. so done. I'm good for you, right?
It's that easy, huh?
And this podcast. I mean, come on. I do a lot of networking, but also it's a lot of word of mouth. So my business up until January of this year has been all organic. I'm very thankful for that. So now I'm in a business mastermind and learning how to implement all the create, establish, and implement all of the back-end systems and marketing and things like that. So learning that whole new skill set. So for anyone who listens to your podcast that are entrepreneurs, you know, you understand the learning curve, right? Yeah. Like, okay, well, I'm a garage expert, as one of our people here is, but now I have to learn marketing and how to run my business and mm-hmm. how to find the right accountant and all of those things. So
what has been the biggest struggle for you?
Probably implementing those back-end systems. I'm a people person. I want to be face-to-face with my clients. I want to be out in the world. So, you know, yesterday was a perfect example of a 14-hour day sitting in front of the computer building a workshop and building all the marketing and digital platforms that need to come together to market that. That's the challenge.
Why would someone choose you over the next life coach?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you know, if someone comes to me and I do free consultations, if I don't feel like I'm the right fit for you, I have plenty of people to refer you to. Also, as a psychiatric nurse, I highly encourage people to bring in any other resources that they need. So, you know, if you need a therapist, a psychiatrist, things like that, I work in conjunction with them, actually. So, again, I think my purpose is, my uniqueness is that I help you bring everything together, right? You don't have to feel lost and overwhelmed in trying to figure out what's next. That's my job, is to help you get clear, right? To understand what are your core values, what do you envision, what's held you back, what stories do we need to release, what do we want to build up in you to move you forward. Mm-hmm. So my clients get incredible results. You know, I just had a session with a woman this morning who, she was in tears of joy when she got on, and I was like, wait, we haven't even started. What's wrong with you? She's like, I just got a notification from my broker that I 7x'd my revenue in the past 60 days.
Wow.
And it was confidence. It was confidence and belief. So that's why.
That's something you helped her with?
That was what we were working on. Yeah.
Okay. So what are some other things that people, like, why do I need a life coach? Like,
you tell me. What are some challenges you faced? No, I'm not going to do that to you right here.
I have a 5-year-old.
You know, here's that part. I've had 56 children, so I can help you with that. Disclaimer, not a parent coach. Not a parent coach. I've had my fill. You must be over the age. If you can put your own shoes on and buckle your own seatbelt, I can work with you. Okay, so why do people need a life coach? You know, you find yourself repeating cycles. You find yourself held back by fear. You know, you have this vision, you have this desire, but you just don't believe you can. You find yourself in a really tough life circumstance, and you're not sure how to pick yourself up and even envision what's next. You have had this identity for X number of years or decades, and you want to start living something different, but you don't even know how, right? These are the ways that I can help support you.
How is it different from therapy?
Great question. I love this one because I'm in both worlds, right? So in therapy, we tend to be at a point of struggling to function optimally, right? So there's a lot of diagnosis and then working on, you know, what created that and solving that particular problem. And like I said, I work in conjunction with a lot of therapists too. Some of my clients sign HIPAA releases and I discuss things with their therapist. So in coaching, what we do is we look at, this is where you are today. Of course, we look at your history. Of course, it's helpful to know where things came from. But the real purpose is we're creating a vision moving forward. And then we discover, what do we need to build within you to get you there? So it's a little more forward thinking and moving.
Okay. And maybe more benchmark setting, like setting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Strategy is part of what I do, but it's this internal transformation, because we can use AI to for another person who's here. You know, we can find strategy and a business plan and action steps online. We don't need help with that. But when our confidence keeps us from taking action, or limiting beliefs, or not knowing what skill sets we need to build, not knowing how to communicate, all of those things are reasons to work with a coach.
One of the questions I find myself asking people during these interviews now, especially small business owners, is niching down important for you? Was that important for you?
So in the beginning, before I don't want to call myself an expert, but I think after 2.5 decades,
it's okay. You earned it.
But I think in the beginning, when you're finding your way, it's helpful because it is more challenging for me as a coach. As a general life coach, you can come to me for anything. Yeah. I'm not a business coach. I'm not a weight loss coach, right? We work on all those things. But that challenge is, as far as niches, I think it's helpful in the beginning. And to use for marketing as well, yeah. Right? You kind of have to have a target demographic. Yeah, exactly. But I think the more experience you have, you really are able to loosen those reins. I am now actually getting into working with men. That's not something I've done before. I've strictly coached women. But I work with some real estate brokerages, and some of their male agents have asked to work with me. So, you can always expand.
Yeah, I've enjoyed this conversation.
Cool.
Tell people how they can find you.
Yes. So on Facebook, I am Amy Watts. On Instagram, I am So She Did Life Coaching, although I think I typed it wrong in here.
We'll figure it out.
Yep. And I don't know if you do show notes, but if so, I'd be happy to send a link. And I do lots of virtual workshops, free virtual workshops as well. So like I did Dating After Divorce a couple weeks ago. Next week is The Freedom Formula from Overwhelmed to Unshakable. So those are great. I love to put value out in the world. Even if you have no desire to work with a coach, show up online for some of these free virtual workshops. It's really helpful stuff.
Is this stuff you do throughout the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely reach out to you and get those links.
Cool.
So we can put those on the show notes. And on the video, in the description of the video.
Perfect.
This is going to be a great video.
You're a great interviewer.
Am I?
Yes,
I've been
absolutely.
Trying to get better at this.
You're good.
I appreciate it. Well, that's it. I want to thank you for stopping by.
Absolutely.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I guess enjoy it. Thank you. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, no, you're good.
Fun.